We spoke a few days ago about the placement of the bimah in the Beit Knesset, and today I want to discuss where the Shliach Tzibur, or the Chazan, should stand when leading the Tefillah. And the Mishnah in several places refers to the Shliach Tzibur being Yored Lifnei HaTeva, which means descending before the Teva to lead the Tefillah. And there are various options in the Rishonim about what exactly this term Teva means. It might be what we call the Aron HaKodesh, it might be a post at which the Chazan stands, or it might be a sort of portable or temporary Aron HaKodesh used not to store the Sifrei Torah in, but to be at the front of the shul for the duration of the Tefillah and the Sifrei Torah put there for the Tefillah. In any event, what we see is that the Shliach Tzibur descends to lead the davening rather than ascending to stand high up on the bimah. And the notion of descending is actually not limited to the Shliach Tzibur. The Gemara in Masechet Brachot Daf Yud says the person shouldn't stand on a high place to daven, but should descend to somewhere low in fulfillment of the Pasuk, Mimamakim Kraticha Hashem, that I call out to you from the depths. And the reason not to stand on a high place is twofold. Number one, it's because it's regarded as a sign of arrogance or haughtiness to stand up high when davening. And number two, because a person might be nervous of falling off and they might therefore be distracted from their tefillah. Interestingly, the Achronim, based on the Rishonim, say there are two separate dinim here. One is that there's an issur against davening somewhere high. And number two is that there's a preference, but not an actual chiyuv or obligation, to daven somewhere low. So having said that nobody should daven in a high place, we should also note that the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadik points out that if the high place has got the status of its own reshut, either by being an area of four amot by four amot, or it's surrounded by mechitzot, then it's not regarded as a high place. And that means, of course, that the raised bimahs that we are familiar with from many shuls that we know, they actually don't have the status of a high place because they're their own reshut, but at the same time, they clearly don't have a kiyum of being a low place either. Rav Moshe Feinstein's got two tshuvot on this subject, one in Orach Chaim Chelek Aleph Siman Mem Bet, and the other in Orach Chaim Chelek Bet Siman Kaf Chet. And he stresses that it's what he regards as correct for the Shliach Tzibur not to stand on the bimah, and that one should follow the age-old tradition of being at floor level. Amongst his concerns about standing on the bimah is that it's also in the wrong place in the shul. As we discussed previously, the bimah needs to be in the middle of the shul, whereas the shat should be lifnei ateva, which means just in front of the Aron HaKodesh. But he also says that whilst there's a right way of doing things, seeing as this is not meforash in Shulchan Aruch, so there's also no need to create a machloket about it. And it's interesting that this is the third time that we've seen Rav Moshe Feinstein has set out a correct halachic model for something associated with the setup in shul. But he also says that it's not important enough to create a machloket or split the community. And I think there's probably a lot to learn from that. So in defence of the shuls where the Chazan does stand on the bimah to lead the davening, we should point out that the Shulchan Aruch says that if one's standing on a higher place as to be able to be heard, then it's permissible. Though a number of Achronim say that it's only if he really can't be heard standing at floor level. And I found a footnote in the Sefer Shei Yisrael about Hilchot Tefillah, which makes the observation that if Chazan X can't be heard unless he stands on the bimah, but Chazan Y can be heard, then simply have Chazan Y lead the davening rather than Chazan X. But I think I can testify that communal dynamics aren't always quite that simple. So where exactly should the Amud be? Should it be to the right of the Aron HaKodesh? Should it be to the left? Or should it be exactly in front? And that's not spelt out explicitly by the Poskim. Though it seems to me that from the Lashon in Shulchan Aruch, which says Klapei HaKodesh, that it should be in front of the Aron HaKodesh. And the Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva in Chelek Tet, Siman Yud Zayin, addressing a shul where they want to move the Amud from the right of the Aron HaKodesh to being directly in front, and he opposes it on two counts. Number one, he cites sources that say it's presumptuous for us to stand directly in front of the Aron HaKodesh or HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Tefillah, and that we should stand a little off to one side. And secondly, he says that the minhag generally is for the amud to be on the right, which is always halachically regarded as the superior side. And he's quite emphatic, quoting from the Chatam Sofer and others, that one should really never change minhagim in shul, that's the thin end of the wedge, and that shul minhagim in particular should be left as they are. So one final question to address in this context is, why is it that in many small shuls, where they don't have a raised bimah, the bimah is just a table, and they lane from a table which is pretty close to the front of the shul, why do they have a separate amud for the chazan to stand up when he leads the davening? Why doesn't the chazan just stand at what we call the bimah? So I think there might be two possible reasons for this. Number one, properly the bimah should be in the middle of the shul, not at the front. So ideally the bimah's not going to be the right place for the chazan to stand up. And number two, whilst it might be all right for the chazan to stand at the bimah, it's not at all clear that he's allowed to put his siddur and things on the bimah, or to lean on it. The shulchan bimah is used for the laning, and as such, the Gemara in Megillah and the Shulchan Aruch tells us that it's got kedushat sefer Torah, which means that it can't be used for things which have a lesser sanctity than the sefer Torah. Many of the poskim are quite strict about this. Mishnah Brura, you know, it's very emphatic that on the bimah cover, you're not allowed to put anything else, or even the gabbai is not allowed to rest on it because it's there to support the Sefer Torah, and it's got a very important kedusha. So if that's the case, then that would explain why the chazan needs to stand elsewhere if his siddur or his elbows are going to be resting on the same surface that the Sefer Torah rests on during the laning. In conclusion, should also note, very interestingly, that in many Sephardi synagogues, of course, the chazan does stand on the bimah, which is not at the front of the shul, and I don't know why that is. Ad kan.